guest analyst this afternoon, Tom Lilja with Progressive Ag Marketing. Tom, kind of a quiet back and forth, but we ended up today lower here across the board.
Well, I think you used the term blah. It was just a blah, blah day. We got Brazil harvest about half done. Hopefully some of that harvest pressure will be peaking here. And world wheat values continue sagging. There was an announcement out of China that they've announced a new producer cost insurance program in hopes to help boost production. So that was not friendly news. We did see all the winter wheat ratings yesterday down about 3 to 5%. And however, those are anywhere from 26 to 36% better than a year ago at these levels. We've got some wildfires raging down in the Texas Panhandle, and the market's trying to digest all this news.
And then it looks like Minneapolis wheat kind of fared about the best here. Last couple of days, they were up really good yesterday and gave some of it back here today, but not as...
Yeah, it's been coming back. You know, the spread price over the winter wheat, that thing got as wide as $1.40 here in the winter, and then it got as narrow as 90 cents, and now it's starting to hover back around $1, so there still is more demand for the higher protein based on some of these historical spreads, but obviously we'd like to see an 8 in front of that and a 7 in front of Chicago, but the spread relationship is at least Minneapolis is staying up there.
Yeah. Corn and soybean markets, like you said, too, kind of a blah day there as well.
Yeah, you know, it just seems like corn now, probably with all the action in late February, looks like it's put a short-term bottom in. It'll probably start developing sometime or type of range-bound trade, and we saw the May push up close to that 430 area, and that one seems to be holding there, but it does seem to be pretty well supported right in the 420 range. So we might just be trading sideways here for a while, developing a range until we get into the spring.
Does the Friday supply-demand report play into this at all, or don't you think so?
Well, the March report usually isn't a big mover. I think as we go forward here, it's most of this is South American supplies coming on the market. And just the fact that these world wheat values are cheaper, and that's just kind of an overhanging shadow on a lot of things.
Okay. Had the cattle markets and the lean hog markets going opposite directions today?
Yeah. Both the box beef values were down about $1.14, and pork cutouts were down about $1.24. And the livestock had a pretty dreadful day yesterday, pushing up to some resistance levels in that 190 area. So they couldn't push through them on Friday. We saw a really big down day yesterday, and overall, it just seems like the market is replacing hogs or pork products with beef products based on price. You're seeing lower slaughter pace in the cattle, so some of that's indicating slower packer demand. And on the flip side of it, there's been really good slaughter pace with the hogs. So it's just that old saying, when prices get too high, you look for other substitutes. And that's why we've really been seeing the gains in the lean hog complex recently.
Yep, and then correcting it here today.
Well, profit-taking, yep.
Yeah, for sure.
A little bit of profit-taking.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
Well, it was even a ho-hum day in the energy markets. They really didn't do much either. There wasn't any big fireworks going on there. Crude oil down about 70 cents right now.
Progressive Ag Marketing Market Analyst Tom Lilja.